Brian.
Rana.
Little bit of housekeeping before we get to the main event.
Can I preface this with saying this is not an April Fool's joke?
No, this is, no, you're the fool if you don't attend.
Correct.
This Wednesday, April 1,
yes.
AKA April Fool's, and this is no joke, Brian and I will be hosting our first Instagram Live.
It's going to be fabulous. We're doing it at 3:30 p.m. Boston time, so Eastern time.
Yeah.
12:30 p.m. Pacific time.
So if you're on the West Coast, you'll be having lunch on your lunch break. And if you're on the East Coast, you'll be having a cookie to get your blood sugar going up a little bit.
Yeah, I will.
At that time.
For sure.
And so it'll be 12:30. It'll be on the Brian Safi and the Ask Rana feeds.
Yes.
And so you can come on the Instagram. Oh, is that how I say it on the feed?
Rana, you're doing great.
And you come on the Instagram Live and we'll see you there.
Correct. And please tell us what you thought of the episode that just came out.
Yeah, it'll be Wednesday. The episode, regular free feed episode comes out on Tuesday. So we want to hear all your thoughts and any follow-ups you want to add.
Next order of business, Rana.
The Patreon Carriage House.
Guys, gals.
Until April 20th. We are giving $1 for every membership to Meals on Wheels. They've heard this before, but we want to reiterate.
Yes. Rana put it beautifully in saying that this is, of course, take care of yourself. It's also the exact right time to take care of the vulnerable. So $1 from every subscription, new and old, will be going to Meals on Wheels America.
And we wanted to give everybody a quick update on the kind of content they can find in the Carriage House at this moment. The Quarantine International Film Festival continues.
Sure does.
On Friday, we will be discussing this week's three selections. We have three selections. No pressure to watch all of them.
No, watch as
really,
many as you can.
What are you doing?
I'm going to watch them all.
Yeah. Number one.
Room with a View.
A Room with a View. The classic E.M. Forster tale, Merchant Ivory.
Which is different than Flowers in the Attic.
Yeah. Number two, The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah.
Also a wonderful love letter to Italy.
Correct.
These visuals you can't get over. And Matt, everyone is stunning in this movie.
Everyone at their most perfect.
This is, I know, if only I'd been immortalized on screen.
Yeah.
At 22 and a half. And then number three, Brian's, neither of us have seen this.
But it's my selection, Rana.
It's also a Richard Lawson approved selection.
Under the Tuscan Sun with Diane Lane and Sandra Oh. I've never seen this movie. I've always wanted to. If I do Italy, I'm doing it her way.
I've never seen this movie. I've never wanted to, but I plan on watching it for quick.
Fabulous. These are all streaming also, by the way.
And this month's book selection, another best-selling author, New York Times, Cynthia Dupree Sweeney selection, Heartburn.
Heartburn.
By Nora Ephron.
Nora Ephron. I'll tell you this. Even I'm going to put on cashmere for this one when I read it, Rana.
This week is about escape, escape, escape.
Correct.
Hashtag cashmere and quarantine. A cashmere quarantine.
Correct. A cashmere quarantine.
Can I say that?
Coming soon to Hallmark.
Insensitive. Yeah. Cashmere quarantine coming soon to the Hallmark channel. Okay. Join us on Patreon. Join us on the free feed. And join us on Instagram Live this Wednesday at 12:30. Can't wait to see you there.
This meeting is adjourned.
Okay, so what's going on with, are people still commenting?
They are, Rana. We've got some.
Life goes on, Brian.
Listen, life goes on, and I'll tell you, people are in the five-star spirit.
They've got, I hate to say, okay, I don't want to be insensitive.
But they've got nothing but time.
But they've got nothing but time.
True.
So if they haven't reviewed.
Okay.
And they haven't five-starred. I haven't said five stars only in a while.
You haven't.
It's been a few weeks.
Listen.
I've been trying to be sensitive.
Do it for yourself.
Based on the global scenario. I've
Correct.
Been trying to be sensitive. So
okay, so this one comes from Mother of Rescue Dogs.
Oh.
This is all on Apple Podcasts, by the way. Great review, subscribe.
Always fascinated to know who listeners are.
Rana.
And here we go again.
You attract the Mother of Rescue Dogs.
I think you do. We're about to find out.
Do you miss your former Do you miss your former friend-filled life of luxury? Ring in the end of days with the best advice around from your coolest young aunt and gunkle, Rana and Brian. I can't wait to see them pop up in my feed every week. Their soothing voices truly bring me peace in these uncertain times. Am I dead or just working from my couch on week's end? 5 stars only? What about 6? 10? Love the pod. Waiting for merch so I can give you more than a measly $5 through Patreon.
Is that a second person?
No, this is all the same person.
She's my new favorite. Or he or she, mother of.
If yeah. we ever get to
instead
leave.
Instead of mother of dragons, mother of rescue dogs. Correct. I just got it.
If we ever get to leave our homes for fun or gather in large crowds again, please have a live show in DC. We love you.
Oh, we will.
We love
DC.
Honestly, it might be my favorite city.
I want to give a shout out to Trent. I want to give a shout out to Vadim. I want to give a shout out to
all your DC connections.
DC's most dominant submissive.
All gay,
Daniel
right?
Rourke. I want to give a shout out. You know what I do want to give a shout out to, but it may not be applicable in this very moment. Trent's fabulous partner, Daniel, has opened a new architectural and design studio called Studio Bawa.
Wow.
I believe it is.
That's great.
And he has impeccable taste.
I believe it.
I'm thinking about getting a second carriage house just so when I buy Jordan his New York City apartment, there's no question in my mind that Daniel's going to design it for him.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Which may be sooner than later because, you know, the interest rates are pretty low right now.
Okay, Rana.
Yeah.
More than 5 stars needed. This is from The Doors, like the band, which I don't. Ron, are you a Doors fan? I am not.
I don't even read this one, unless it's terrific.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Working from.
I know. Who would you have slept with in The Doors?
I mean, I only.
Ray Manzarek. Is he your type?
I don't know. The only one I know is Jim Morrison. I think he's sexy, but I wouldn't sleep with
him.
But
such a phony.
Such a phony.
Okay. Would you rather sleep with Michael Hutchence or Jim Morrison?
I don't know who Michael Hutchence is.
In Excess.
Ugh. Neither are really my type. I get that they're sexy.
He was a Jim Morrison knockoff.
Well, there's nothing really worse you can be.
You could be a Jim Morrison impersonator, I suppose.
That's true.
Yeah.
You could
be the door guy at Jekyll and Hyde in New York City.
Oh, great. I'll sleep with him. Sounds pretty great. More than 5 stars needed. This from The Doors. Working from home, confined to a tiny apartment with a significant other who types as loudly as he chews, trapped in an unyielding spiral of anxiety. There's only one prescription. Ask Rana with Rana and Brian is the only podcast you'll need to get through these trying times. Rana's acerbic wit coupled with Brian's tempered, logic-driven advice makes for a winning combination of humor and heart. 5 stars are not enough. Download every episode and enjoy this easy listening. When you realize you haven't had enough, join the Patreon. Trust me, you'll be happy you did.
I just want to say.
Yeah.
I never know what you're going to pull.
Yeah.
I don't know what questions you're going to pull. And in fact, that just reminded me of a question that we received, which may or may not be in here. About the C's candy lollipop?
No, this isn't. That isn't.
We're going to have to do that question immediately because that's what's going. That's what people are dealing with right now.
Sure.
It's close quarters.
Yeah.
But I haven't asked for 5 stars or reviews or solicit any of that in quite some time.
It's been a minute.
And all these people are saying they wish they could give us more than 5.
Isn't that so nice? I love this one too, by the way.
Kismet.
This last one is from Teeth Nuts.
You know, we go on this roller coaster ride where I'm delighted by the review, and then I'm so upset by the people that sound
somehow teeth nuts is worse than vaginas.
BJ and AZ.
BJ and AZ.
Okay. Bobby and AZ.
Okay, 5 stars. The subject line is, now you can know what to do if your Airbnb owner dies. Parentheses, is murdered. Okay, Teeth Nut says, Rana is one part Ann Landers, one part Robin Leach.
And fabulous.
And all parts Icon. Brian's memoir will be titled Brian. You spell it with a Y. That's all you need to know. Wonderful. All right. Listen, someone else said, I'll read this last one. Libby Ray says, self-isolation in the carriage house. What a perfect time to splurge on an all-access pass on Patreon. Ron and Brian are filling my days and making me not feel alone during this time of social distancing. Kiss, kiss, elbow bump, elbow bump. By the way, you're not supposed to do the elbow bump. I just found out.
Why would you get that close to another person?
A, and B, people are being advised to sneeze into their elbows. So.
Yeah, well, sneeze, you're really sneezing into the crook of your arm.
That's true.
But it's true. The other thing I read yesterday, which will probably all have changed by the time this
That's
comes
true.
Out, is the coronavirus doesn't live on cardboard for more than 24 hours.
Yeah, and that's
but it lives on metal and plastic for, I don't know.
3-4 days.
3 years.
But even the cardboard is in a perfect temperature scenario. So like a box that gets delivered from like Amazon, it's not going to happen.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I have Lysol wipes. By my front door.
Sure.
So when a package arrives to my door.
It's not going
to
get on a package though, Rana.
Okay. So what do you mean it's not going to get on a package?
Unless your delivery driver has just like sneezed on it.
Well, what do I know?
All right.
So here's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So for instance, I told you I'm afraid to tell people this.
Okay.
This is what's going on. People are not just hoarding. They're hoarding their ideas.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean they're keeping their ideas to themselves?
Yeah. How are you handling it?
Sure.
So, of course, the supermarkets, it's horrible, but I have to say what's going on with these elderly hours is wonderful. You've
it
heard
is.
About this?
Yes, it's wonderful.
That made me so delighted.
Me too. It made me a little relieved.
So important.
Yes. Are you, do you qualify? Oh, no, I guess. No, you don't. I don't know. I wasn't sure if. I know that you don't, actually.
I do not qualify elderly hours, Brian, but thank you. Did you want to push me?
No.
Did you get a chair and push me over there? Sorry. Or should I just take my electric wheelchair
No,
myself?
I knew as much. I knew as much. I just thought maybe it'd be cool
you
if you did
you
so you could get in.
No, so I could get you what?
I would never.
A couple of peeps or whatever, all that Easter candy that's sitting
love.
On the
Honestly,
shelf.
Who's going to eat all that candy?
No one's touching the Easter candy, so don't worry. I loaded up on mini eggs.
Oh,
my
good.
Favorite.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see. I can't wait to dive into those and then crash into a car on the way out.
So what? Well,
because I'm so hyped
after
up.
After your shamrock shakes, yeah. You posted the recipe.
I did.
That is so funny.
I did.
That was so
because
funny.
If you don't feel comfortable going to McDonald's,
yeah, you can make it at home.
And all maraschino cherries are in the grocery store right now.
And everybody has green food coloring because no one ever wants to use it. It comes in a
it's
5-pack.
True. Yes.
In the McCormick's 5-pack.
Correct.
Yeah.
Those
but you
cute
can,
little. They're so cute.
But you can make green with blue and yellow.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Definitely.
In any event. I have been looking to my higher end vendors at this time.
Okay, Rana.
So one of the tragedies here. Mm-hmm. Okay. And look, there are tragedies big and small. Of course.
There sure are.
But one of the tragedies here is that all these restaurants, they're all doing takeout now. I mean, a lot of restaurants are going to close and it's very upsetting.
It's awful.
But the very high end restaurants, normally they order all this incredibly expensive food. Think of food as inventory. Think of their ingredients as inventory. So if a department store couldn't sell, they couldn't sell their clothes during this time, they have to take a loss on that. Now, but those clothes aren't perishable. They can sell them another time. Not with food.
Correct.
Solex Catsmo.
Oh, who does the Daniel
Blute
smoked salmon.
Which smoked salmon's a terrific thing to do, to have right now.
Yeah,
because not only anything cured lasts a long time without having to be, it can be refrigerated.
Sure.
But then you can also put it in the freezer if you're getting down to the last day and you're not using it. But one of the tragedies here is that we are right in the heart of white asparagus season.
What is that?
Come on. You know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I imagine asparagus that's white.
In Europe.
And I guess I've seen it in a restaurant before.
In Europe.
Uh-huh.
In the early spring or in the spring. Is when white asparagus starts to come into the marketplace.
You are something else, Rana. You really are.
Well, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
All our European listeners know.
It's very hard to get in America. It's very hard to get your hands on white asparagus because they really don't make it here.
So
they have to import it.
Sure. Flash frozen.
Yeah. And Solex Catsmo, who we know I love, and they do a charcuterie, and they do cheeses that they import. So they have a lot of, I won't say a lot, but they have some stock left.
Okay.
I received an email from them that the white asparagus that they normally use for their retail business.
A flash frozen flash sale.
Where they give that to Jean-Georges or Daniel Blute or whoever.
Sure, all the premier.
They're now selling that to the public. Because they've got to sell off their inventory.
That's great.
Who do you think got right in there for an order?
Did you get some?
Of course.
Wow.
So I've got white asparagus.
Uh-huh.
I've got, charcuterie. I've got Iberico ham coming from Spain.
Sounds like you're stocked up.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Everybody's worried about what's in the grocery store. Don't be afraid to look at Gold Belly or the other high-end options because those are people that need to sell their food too.
You're right. You know, I never knew.
Yonah Shimmel Knish was on there as of yesterday.
Who's that?
In New York. Yonah Shimmel Knish.
I mean,
greatest Knish.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. Don't worry.
I think I've never had a good Knish.
Well, it's a good. Well, you're about to. Because, of course, you're here with me in the garage house.
So
I'll slide.
Lucky.
I'll slide a little. And you know what? I'll prepare you're going to love the white asparagus. The way I prepare it, it's fabulous.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. You have to peel it, which people make the mistake of not doing with asparagus.
Yeah.
So it has a softer tip.
You know, on my tray the other day, Yadvina didn't put salt and pepper on there.
What?
And I also like Tabasco.
But you have your own kitchen in the carriage house. This salt and pepper.
I do, but I like a presentation.
Well, that's true.
So anyway, should I give her notes?
No, but I'll talk to her.
Okay.
You give them to me and I'll give them to her. Okay. All right.
Should we get into some questions?
We should, but I'm going to
do the C's?
I'm going to read this one question because it was too funny to me. I couldn't stand
Great.
It. And then you brought it up with the other stuff. Okay. Hi, Rana, parentheses, and Brian.
Thank you.
And guest, who we don't have today.
No guest.
That's it, right. I've got a situation that I'm hoping you can help me handle. My wife and I are happily married, and we have a weeknight dinner and post-dinner wind-down routine that works nicely for us until now. Oh. Recently, as a tiny treat, aka something sweet but not a whole dessert production, my wife bought a box of See's chocolate lollipops for after dinner. The issue is that I absolutely cannot, that has asterisks on both sides of it, stand listening to her eat them.
Oh, God. I understand.
Something about their bizarre rectangular shape seems to prompt an outrageous amount of
and
noise.
And it's definitely, I have to say, those lollipops specifically are saliva producers.
And it's because they're rectangular also. That's yeah. why. I'll spare you any additional sound detail. We live in a cozy New York City apartment, so it's getting hotter and hotter to find reasons to go from the living room to the bedroom while she finishes them.
He's going to kill her.
So I'm wondering if you can suggest a tactful way to get these lollipops out of my life. My passive-aggressive room exit strategy is not sustainable. Or if you think I'm being ridiculous, please say so. I can take it. Thank you. C-ing red. Seeing red. Very cute letter.
Now, this to me is another situation of telling someone their breath is bad. I think you just got to put in headphones.
Could not agree less.
Tell me.
Are you, what?
I think you should put in headphones and listen to either this show or to a song or something.
He's married to her. She's not his roommate.
That's true.
This is his wife.
I don't know.
Those lollipops are driving me crazy.
Right.
I love you. I hope you're enjoying the lollipops. I cannot listen to you eat those lollipops.
Honestly, now is the time for honesty.
I mean, it's not you. It's the lollipop. It's clanging around. If it was me, I'd make a big joke and a big production out of it. I'd say, can you hear? I mean, you want to take a video of you eating that lollipop and send it to you? That's another thing you could do.
Take
a video of her when she's not paying attention, of her clanging. I've had, believe me, and you know, and I think I've posted this before. I take a See's butterscotch on the plane sometimes.
Sure.
I take, but you know, I understand if you're in.
But then how are you supposed to eat the lollipop? I've had them. They're very noisy.
It's over. She can either have those lollipops when he's not around or when they get through that box, it's over. That's not the new tasty treat. They're going to have to go back to Skinny Cows or Fudsicles or whatever
soft,
they were having.
Soft foods.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he needs to tell her.
I don't.
What? This is his wife.
Just go put on a song. I don't know. I'm just trying to put myself
now
in that position.
Now think about you're in quarantine in this cozy apartment. She might be eating them during the day now.
Here's what I have come to.
Okay.
Recently.
Okay.
So maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
When you bring up one thing that's driving you crazy, your brain just shifts to the next thing. It just shifts to the next thing.
That's interesting.
And I think just keep it at this, because the next thing you know, it'll be like the way she pushes her hair back.
I think it's the other way.
Really?
I think if you don't bring it up, your brain shifts to the next thing. I hate the way she eats lollipops.
And another thing.
And I hate the way she does this.
Yeah, maybe
and I
you're
don't
right.
get to say anything. And now I can't be married to a person that eats lollipops like that.
I like the idea of taking the video first and then showing her and be like, do you have any idea that do you know that this is what you look like when you're eating a lollipop, and like have a laugh about it?
Yeah.
See what she says.
Well, if you take the video and then you say to her, I think you have to be laughing when you say it. And
definitely.
You say, I know this is crazy, but those lollipops are driving me insane. Meanwhile, though, he has to stop eating the lollipops too, if that's the case. I don't know.
True.
I don't know whether he thinks it's fine the way he eats his lollipop, but it's just the way she eats hers.
Yeah.
Which my
lollipops
guess,
are over.
But my guess is he's a meticulous lollipop eater, based on the
ew.
Letter.
That's no better.
Well, no, because just more, like more of a suck than
lick
a bang.
A little suck, a little lick, a little corner. Not all of it's wet until the very end. That's disgusting. I don't think that's any better.
So.
I guess ultimately there's no good way to eat one.
It's over finish the box or throw them out or give them away.
Did you ever have, Rana, at Valentine's Day? I don't know if this was a regional, it probably wasn't a regional thing, it was probably a national thing. Do you remember?
Did I ever get a Looney Tunes Whitman sampler? Or Russell Stovall,
was
that
did.
What it was? Yeah.
But B, did you ever try at Valentine's Day those Mickey Mini heart-shaped lollipops? They were red?
Yes.
Oh, I loved those.
Yeah.
I really did.
They're big though.
No, they're, I mean, maybe
you
they...
You know what I liked was, well, they were called Cham Pops, I believe.
So oh, it the, was, blow, the blow pops?
No, it
oh.
was the blow pop without the gum.
So
they, were square, and the wrapper was white with polka dots on it.
I have to say,
I like
that's
a
cute.
And I like a true cherry.
I have to say, the flavor profile flavor? Yeah. on the Charms lollipops, even the blow pops,
yeah.
strong.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was a true cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All yeah. right.
Speaking of maraschino cherries, though I don't think they put a maraschino cherry in the Shamrock Shake at McDonald's.
I don't
that
know.
That was just in your recipe.
I think it was just,
any
well, that's the treat.
For a maraschino cherry.
Definitely. And also, yeah. if you really want to class it up, you can do the other kind of cherry. Not the Moscato, not Moscato.
Luxardo.
Luxardo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you yeah. could do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
You've got it. I think you've got to tell.
And I'd love to see a picture of the Louis Vuitton hand sanitizer.
And she, excuse me?
Isn't Louis Vuitton?
Oh, LVM. That's something else, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we'll, I don't know if we'll see a picture, but I'd love to see it too. LVMH, who makes Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy is the company.
Oh.
And they own a million luxury brands. It's between them and Salma Hayek's husband.
Hermes guy, yeah.
Oh, no, he's the third guy. That was Janet Jackson's ex-husband.
Oh, right.
So there's three of them.
That's right.
But the two biggest luxury neck and neck, Salma Hayek's husband and LVMH.
Right. Luxury goods.
Yeah.
Now more than ever.
Those two and then that fabulous, what was her name?
Ellen Barkin?
No.
Was married to Revlon.
Betancourt.
Oh, Alex.
No. Alex. I can't remember the name of the grandmother. But
the French lady?
Yes.
Ugh, the best.
L'Oreal.
Yes.
She was the greatest.
Richest woman in France.
And then cut her daughter out of the will and
yep.
gave all the money to the guy that drove her around.
So good.
Yeah, amazing. She gave him something like $600 million
yeah.
just for fun.
Yep.
Yeah, because she could. In any event, LVMH is pitching it, and they're using their factories to make hand sanitizer.
Yeah, to distribute to everybody.
Well, they're providing it to French hospitals and the French government.
Oh, fabulous.
To
so we probably won't get a picture, but, you know, keep it around.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Let's answer some questions.
You stat, yeah. But it is all about not getting on people's nerves. I mean... I just know you're in here doing things that I don't approve of, but what can I do?
Okay.
I mean, I'm in the other, you know, I have my own structure, but
right.
I have to just think, you know, these are trying times. Brian's going to do whatever. He's going to leave his laundry on the floor. He's going to, you know, whatever.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Cause I don't want to touch it once I take it off.
Whatever it is you're doing in here.
Thank you.
You know,
yeah.
There's a scent.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a good scent.
Musky.
Yeah. Manly. Isn't it nice to have a man's touch in your world, Rana?
I would call you into the house if a mouse popped up.
I'd help you.
Would you handle it?
Please. Yeah. I've lived in New York. I've had mice before. It's they're terrorists. Tiny, tiny terrorists.
Yeah, that's why people get cats in New York.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Ron and Brian. I've been cooking and baking to keep busy and calm during a stressful time. I've been craving comfort food, like matzo ball soup. Do you mind sharing a recipe or some tips? What have you guys been making and snacking on? Thank you guys for making me smile and laugh. It helps. XO Mackenzie.
Oh. Well, thanks for the heads up, Brian.
About what?
Well, I didn't get any of my recipes in order.
Well, I happen to know that you made a big batch of matzo ball soup not one day ago.
Okay. Here's the situation.
Yeah.
I didn't make matzo ball soup, actually.
Oh, you made chicken noodle.
I normally make matzo ball.
You made your delicious, I've had her chicken noodle soup. It's literally the number one in the world.
I didn't give you matzo ball when I gave you.
I've tried both.
You've tried both.
Yeah.
This was actually a sort of new chicken noodle recipe, a little bit different.
Okay.
But not too different.
Okay.
And as you saw on my Instagram, I did a movie.
Yes, I saw your beautiful containers.
I had all the containers out, and I'm going to put them in my spare freezer in my garage.
Wonderful.
So if anyone gets sick in the neighborhood, I can just drop a
very kind.
Ice block of chicken soup on the doorstep.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I basically make Ina Garten's chicken stock.
Terrific.
That's my same
also
recipe.
I make her winter minestrone. Worth it.
Yeah.
Especially because it's fresh produce. You can actually get that right now. But
and beans. These are things that
and
you can,
bean,
and these it, are things
correct.
That you can freeze.
Yes.
And canned tomatoes.
And she, Ina, is going to be doing on her Instagram
yeah.
a full quarantine menu.
Yeah.
Where she's using a lot of beans and rice. So it might be worth looking at.
Yeah, which I absolutely, I mean, Ina is the person you turn to in a situation like this.
Absolutely.
She's all about comfort.
She sure is. And she's gotten real innovative, Rhonda. She said just yesterday that she was going to use shallots instead of, or excuse me, onions replacing shallots. She couldn't believe you could even do it. She was shocked.
I mean, there is. I had
so bougie.
It's interesting. The soup that I posted, because it has had to get exactly what you want, I had to use something called a red leek instead of a regular leek.
Okay.
Because I put leeks in this soup.
Sure.
So the color is going to be a little different than I wanted it to be. Not of the broth, but of the
Auburn.
Of the leek.
Oh.
But it's just as delicious. Sure. I mean, I taste the delicious. But what I would do is I would follow, you could, the simple answer is follow Ina's recipe.
Okay.
But it's basically 3 3-to-5-pound chickens.
Okay.
Okay. 4 celery stalks.
Okay.
1 head of garlic cut crosswise. Keep the wrapper on it.
Got it.
2.
That's easy because garlic can be annoying.
2 yellow onions cut in 4. Keep the wrapper on it.
Wonderful. Not the plastic wrap.
No, she said, I think she does 6 carrots and 4 parsnips, something like that.
Uh-huh.
I personally, the secret to my soup, which I really shouldn't be sharing with people because this is what I'm known for, is extra parsnips.
Wow.
Can't have enough. I had my mother-in-law's sister.
Okay.
Okay. Was a woman named Mrs. Roberts. She made the most delicious soup you ever tasted in your life.
Wow.
And she never said much. She was sort of from the old country. And I remember saying to her, Mrs. Roberts, what's the secret to your soup? That's it. I need to know now. And she just said, parsnips.
Wow.
Parsnip.
There you go.
So I always throw in a few extra parsnips for Bubby Roberts.
Take a tip. Also, I just tried salt and vinegar chips with French onion dip. It's absolutely delicious.
Onion dip is a great end of the world.
It really
is. You know, I serve onion dip all the time.
Do you?
Absolutely.
I love an onion.
And
dip.
I don't even make a fancy onion dip. I do
a
Lipton and a thing of sour cream.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. Dip some salt and vinegar chips. You'll live.
And I'll say one other recipe that Cynthia Sweeney turned me on to.
Author Cynthia Sweeney, The Nest.
The New York Times has a terrific cooking app. There's a lot of good. I go to Bon Appetit. I go to New York Times Cooking, but there's NYT Cooking, but there's a few that you can just really rely on.
Yeah.
Food and Wine, Bon Appetit, and New York Times. Marcella Hazan does the most simple tomato sauce you could ever imagine.
Great.
You go get a can of those San Marzano peeled tomatoes, 28 ounces.
Which are not expensive.
No. Throw those right in the thing. You cut an onion in half, 5 tablespoons of butter.
Terrific.
Cook it all together for 45 minutes.
Oh, that's nothing.
Just mash the every now and again, mash the tomatoes.
So are you buying the whole tomatoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Simmer for 45 minutes. It's the most delicious thing you've ever tasted.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's like practically the recipe for sketti.
Yeah. And you have paschetti.
No, remember? You probably don't remember. Mama June would call it sketti.
I don't remember.
Okay. She would put ketchup, butter, and noodles.
Okay.
Okay. You want
it
to
is practically the same recipe as sketti.
Yeah. Except she just...
How is Mama June?
Not
she was having,
well.
She had a bad... Got a new second boyfriend who was
this
terrible.
This boyfriend has driven her to the edge, and she is
She's using drugs.
Full addiction now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she an addict before, or did it start
with him? No, I don't think so.
That's very sad.
I know it is.
Because I think the thing that people loved about Mama June was that even though she came from a high-risk background, she seemed to be
very
involved
person.
As a mother
yes.
and doing her best.
Yes.
Very sad.
It is sad.
How big must Honey Bean be now? What's her name?
Honey Bean Bee. Her name
honey
is
beer.
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo.
It's actually, Honey Boo Boo still remains, out of everything we just said, the craziest version.
I don't want to get into it, Brian, but
Alana.
I've started to watch more of 90 Day Fiancé of the most recent season.
What do you think?
There's some really upsetting things.
Is Darcy on this one?
Of course, they can't get rid of her.
My Minnie Mouse.
She's,
I love her.
Every time I look at her, all I can think about is how much you love her.
I love her.
It's
she
so
reminds
obvious.
Me of Minnie Mouse.
It's so obvious to me why you love her. Minnie Mouse, not Petunia Pig.
Minnie Mouse.
Yeah.
Or Daisy Duck.
You mean
remember how Daisy
so
was always sort of sexy?
Yeah.
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 Like when she's running,
Daisy
when
Duck,
I saw the
yeah.
clip of Darcy running on that treadmill, it reminded me of Daisy Duck.
How that was even humanly possible was unbelievable. It defied physics that she could run on a treadmill.
Because she's a tiny lady.
Well, there was
she's
a regular sized person next to her. And then there's a carbon copy that shows up right after.
The sister.
The twin's prettier.
Oh, my God. The twin's prettier. And she has that, I think he's Albanian, maybe?
I've never seen the husband.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, enough of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Rana Glickman here. If you're thinking of joining us for the Patreon Carriage House Book Club, this month's selection is Heartburn by Nora Ephron. But more importantly, we've just been made aware of a fabulous website slash app called Libro, L-I-B-R-O, like book in Spanish, .fm. Now, they're not paying us. This is not an ad. This is simply something we wanted to make you aware of. Just like every other business, local bookstores are really suffering right now. And what's fabulous about Libro.fm is if you go there now and you sign up with the membership code SHOPBOOKSTORESNOW, you'll get two audiobooks for the price of one. That's $14.99. But more importantly, 100% of your payment will go to your local bookstore. So you can get the audiobook, get it now, and also support your local bookstore. They're also doing this with a gift card. You can do a one-month audiobook gift membership for yourself or to send to a friend, whatever you want to do, for $15. And it couldn't be a better time because this month's selection, Heartburn, is being narrated by none other than Meryl Streep. So if you can't get your hands on a book at your local bookstore and you're considering the audiobook, consider Libro.fm and support our local booksellers. They need us now more than ever. Kiss, kiss. Shall I read this one to you?
Please.
Dear Ron and Brian, my husband and I recently bought our first home in Brooklyn. We now live in a beautiful three-bedroom duplex, up from a one-bedroom rental in Manhattan. I feel very fortunate, but now find myself with what feels like an apartment's worth of furniture in an airplane hangar. I want to make the space my own, but feel overwhelmed and just don't know how to approach it. I also have to admit that the issue is compounded by my frugality. Let me clarify that I'm not cheap. I love spending money on gifts and experiences with family and friends. However, my husband and I have spent the past few years saving aggressively for this milestone, so I have a bit of a complex about spending on myself. By the way, my wonderful husband has no such qualms and is encouraging me to splurge.
Hoy, hoy, hoy.
How... Oy, oy,
oy, oy, oy, oy, oy, oy, don't watch Cold War right now unless you want to.
Well, it's inspiring in the sense that you could. It's inspiring you know in what the you sense can that, live through.
That's true.
You want to see a survivor? Watch Cold War.
It's a brilliant movie, but yeah,
oy, oy, oy.
Beautiful music. Oh.
How would you two approach decorating a blank canvas? In your opinion, what's worth the splurge, and what are areas to scrimp on? You both have wonderful taste. XX Tally. P.S. Rana, I know your feelings about Brooklyn. Sorry.
Rana, what are you feeling? Have you been, you've been to Brooklyn, haven't you?
Of course. I've been to the Bell House.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you've done a seminar there.
I've been to Williamsburg, to some of those hip restaurants.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Brooklyn Heights, have you ever been there?
Of course.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So you've...
Brooklyn is a place I have visited.
Yeah.
It's never a place I stay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my first thought, and Rana, I really think you're the expert here.
Yeah, but you've recently decorated a gorgeous new condo.
With a lot of help, though. I mean, I essentially hired someone to help me with it. And to, really not even to help, to present me with two options, and then I point my finger which one I like.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it happened. But I will say
you're gorgeous, though.
Thank you.
And
it's, I think
you're very happy there.
Am
I wrong?
I am very happy there. No, you're absolutely correct. My first thought is that you should focus on, start with the room you see when you walk in the door.
Okay.
And your bedroom. I feel like those should be your first two things. And then anything else around that should just be a second, third, fourth priority. But I think the impression that your place makes on you when you walk in and the impression that your room makes on you when you walk in that at night, I think are big.
How do you want to feel when you come home?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And when you're at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you want a low maintenance deal when, I mean, I don't know. I would just say that first room should just always look clean, and whatever is the easiest way to make that look clean and elegant and, you know, just make you feel beautiful.
I agree completely with that. And hygge, which we love a little bit of. Oh, we still don't know how to say it, do we?
No, that's right. Hygge.
Hygge.
Yeah.
Okay. Normally what I would say is you don't have to do everything all at once. Relax, take a breath, blah, blah, blah. But this person I can tell is sort of paralyzed.
Yeah.
So part of me wants to give her the opposite advice, not to do it all at once, but to get going.
Yeah.
Because I think otherwise what she's doing is she's agonizing over every purchase.
You know what? That's a good idea.
I think you say you have a blank canvas. Personally, I like a blank canvas because I like white walls.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do like a white wall.
And I like to get into a wallpaper situation here and there, but that might be next level.
Yep.
Though I would say this, whatever your guest bathroom is, she's got a duplex, so I'm certain she's got a guest bathroom on that floor that is, you know, just for guest use.
Yeah.
Make that a jewel box. I mean, find some kind of either a fun wallpaper or a terrific print that you love, but make it just in the way that I say that I buy this expensive soap to wash my hands so that it's a pleasure when I go in the bathroom to wash my
right.
hands. Make it fun.
Yeah.
To go into that bathroom every time. And that
that's
when people, there's no greater compliment than when people come out and they say, oh, Verona, I love your powder
it's
room.
It's scream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that cute?
Like a Scalamandre or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do, or a De Gournay. But I mean, that's pretty pricey.
Yeah.
But your husband, to me, a decorator would be very helpful.
Especially like, I feel like you could go, if you have a friend whose place looks phenomenal,
yeah.
Either ask if they had help, or if not, if they could lend an eye to your place.
Yeah, though maybe. it gets a little tricky.
Getting
because you
involved.
Sort of want the financial relationship, because it's a lot of work decorating a place.
It is.
But
that's true.
But these days, there are a lot of decorators that exist in the sort of in-between, kind of like the guy that you used.
Yes, I used a place called WeGo. It's based out of Santa Monica, though, so they only service people in Southern California, but
maybe he knows a guy in New York.
Exactly. Then. And he was, I mean, I know that doesn't sound like money's really an issue for you. It certainly was for me, but he really worked with me on my budget and came up with some beautiful stuff.
I think the thing is, if you go too high end with a decorator, you start to feel like, why am I wasting all this money for this person to do this thing?
And yep.
Then they get into the, oh, they give you the 20% discount. But
and I also find sometimes that the higher end designers
yeah.
want you to like what they like.
Correct.
And I think the sort of medium ones really
want you to
are
get
more
what
open
you
to you. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
The thing that's very helpful with a decorator, though, or a designer, is that there may be certain pieces of furniture you want to have made. You may want to have a sofa made. You may want to, you know, or have a chair recovered. And they have people that do those things. And
yeah.
those are the little services, that the touches that are hard to do on your own, unless you're really, really minded that way. I have an upholsterer.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. But
right.
most people don't have access. They don't know. They're going on Yelp. And it becomes a whole other job that you're doing to decorate the apartment.
I have another idea.
Yeah.
We both know
yeah.
you could not get over his name, Ronna, when you met him.
Oh, no.
Orlando Soria.
Yeah.
You were like, you couldn't get over Orlando.
Well, I mean, come on. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Green eyes, actually.
Yes. Yeah. He falls in the sort of Brooklyn-ish, not super high-end thing. He services California. He knows designers at that sort of price point that he's at everywhere.
Yeah.
So you could either DM him at Orlando Soria, or you could even DM me and I could ask him who are designers you like in New York, and he might be able to tell me.
Or you could just ask him, we could post it as something like
that's
that.
That's true.
We could post that on
that's
our
a better idea.
For next week. Why don't
Great.
We do that?
Let's do that.
Okay. Because I don't want you to have to get into back and forth with Tali.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, we don't
I
know
do
about
love the
Tali.
Name Tali.
But let me say this also, Tali. Here's the other thing that's your friend. Pinterest.
Yeah.
You need to go on to Pinterest and just go down that rabbit hole, spend a few hours, make yourself a board, and just start pinning the things that you like. Because what it's going to come down to with these people always is it's a visual language.
All of a sudden it's going to become an anagram and you're going to put it all in place.
Yeah. And you have to be able to show to them. Well, I love this white room with just this hot pink chair.
You have to start somewhere.
Or I like these kind of floors or this, that. But I totally agree with Brian, which is get the living room done, get the bedroom done. Things should feel cozy and warm. You should look forward to going into all of those rooms. And there are things that you, and when you speak with whoever, or if you do it yourself, there are pieces that you splurge on, and there are other things that are just as good from Crate and Barrel, and this one or that one.
Totally agree.
And you, or you can have those things recovered if you want to, or you can buy furniture on eBay and have that recovered. I mean, try to see it as something that's fun and not daunting.
Yeah.
But it can become a huge job. So you may not want to devote all of that time to that.
Yeah, and it sounds like you have a pretty...
But Pinterest is your friend.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Rana, actually...
Oh, we've got a call, don't we?
We do, but I think we could even... We still have a few minutes. I think we could even do this next one, but I want you to read it.
Oh, here we go. Whenever you want me to read something, there's always trouble.
I promise it's not foul.
I don't believe you.
It is it.
Dear Rana and Brian, huge fan of the podcast. Love the great advice and constant giggles. I'm writing for some advice on how to handle a recent issue. Last month, my roommate and I both took vacations on the same week. While we were gone, my roommate's friend, let's call her Sally, agreed to swing by on her way to and from work to water our plants for free. We've both known Sally for a while now, and she's pretty quirky but has a good heart. She was very attentive to our plants and did a great job not just keeping them alive, but also reviving one that was fading. She got a green thumb.
Yeah.
Here's the issue. Since we got back, we've noticed some strange things. First, when I went to the kitchen, there was essentially an entire bowl of plain pasta and one whole mini sausage shoved into the drain. She had placed the drain strainer strategically over it as if to try to hide the mess. And I had to pick out the food myself and throw it away. An entire bottle of gin, half a bottle of Fireball.
I know. Honestly, that's a context clue.
That's that. Yes, it is. That hot sucker flavor.
Vicki Gumbelson drinks that.
Yeah, but not only did she drink it, they had it at their house.
I know.
So let's keep the blame on everybody's.
That's right.
And all the beers in our fridge were gone. Not a big deal to us because those were left over from past parties, but still weird. All of my body soap had been used up, and my roommate's new face cream was half empty. My roommate mentioned her bed had clearly been slept in, which she was fine with, but it hadn't been part of the discussion.
This is my favorite part.
Then, when I went to brush my teeth, I noticed my toothbrush tasted strongly of cigarettes. I don't smoke, but Sally does. I threw it away and bought a new one.
Can you imagine lifting up your toothbrush and it smells like cigarettes?
My roommate and I really don't want to spend money to hire someone to water our plants. And Sally is a sweetheart and did the job for free. So I don't want to berate her. She's also closer to my roommate than to me, but my roommate generally avoids confrontation. Still, some of this stuff is just plain gross. We'll try to find someone else to do the job next time. But if no one can, we may ask Sally again. Should I say something to her or just leave it alone? Thanks for any advice you can give. Best, Darcy from 90 Day Fiancé.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we brought her up earlier. Nothing in life is free, Rana.
No. What an excellent point, Brian. What an excellent... By the way, they don't want to pay someone to clean the plants. What did it cost them in Fireball and toothbrushes to get this
soap,
done?
Gin, beer, toothbrushes, pasta, sausages.
I'm wondering if Sally is either homeless or has an addiction issue.
Maybe.
Because I think...
By the way, the strainer over the drain is like a child would do that
but
to hide it.
I don't think that's what happened. I can see the forensics of, I could recreate Sally's night based on what I see here.
Okay.
And my guess is these people don't have a garbage disposal. And Sally thought they did. At Sally's house, she has a garbage disposal.
Rhonda, I have to be honest with you. I am shocked that you can tap into the pathology of Sally.
Well, she's...
It's remarkable.
Look, she's half a bottle...
But you're right.
She's half a bottle of Fireball and four beers in, and she's wandering around their apartment.
Yeah, sleeping in bed.
Maybe she thought she was going to stay. Maybe she didn't think she was going to stay. But then she started drinking, and she was, you know, feeling herself a little bit,
sure.
Walking around, watching TV.
Listening to Florence and the Machine.
having a laugh. The food, I don't know whether she brought the food or it's their food that she ate, but My guess is at her house, she has a garbage disposal.
Also, you really lost me at mini sausage, but go ahead.
Sally's not the kind of Sally's not the kind of person who puts things in the garbage and then throws them out. So at her house, she puts everything in the garbage disposal, turns it on.
So bad.
She couldn't find the switch at their house. Right. So then she just left it there.
And put a strain.
Because she was drunk. Put
a, you're right. I have to say, honestly,
strain
your
is just that little iron strainer thing.
You're a cute pillow, Rana. You're Mrs. Marple?
Well, Mrs. Glickman, but yeah.
Yeah, you're Mrs.
The Glickman. Rana mysteries. Yeah.
Absolutely. I want to see you in the next Knives Out. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's why she slept in the bed.
Yeah.
Because she got drunk. And that's why she used the toothbrush, because she was drunk. And that's why she shoved the sketty down the drain.
Yeah.
Because she was drunk. She's drunk.
Yeah.
Why else is she available to water your plants? She's not functioning in society. Okay.
By the way, she somehow can bring it all together for the plants.
She got a green thumb when she wakes up in the morning. She likes plants. Plants are her friends.
Yeah. I had to house sit one time for some people.
Yeah.
And they asked me to their cat was sort of at the end stages, but they thought it had a few months, and the cat fully died in my arms. It was horrible. It was really horrible. And I was so sweet to that cat. And
you felt the life come out of it?
It just got really sick. I was watching Elizabeth with Cate Blanchett. I mean, I was watching them. She's terrific in it. I wasn't watching it with her. Yeah, terrific. Yeah, yeah. Terrific.
One of my favorites.
One of my favorites, too.
Yeah.
So I was watching it, and the cat gasped and then just died.
There was a gasp, a last breath.
There was like a noise. Like that. And I had to call these people, the owner. It was horrible. And I was by myself.
What did you do with it? Where do you take the body?
I put it in its bed. I just put it.
The bathroom when it expires like that?
Did it pee
on you or anything?
No, it didn't do anything like that.
Yeah.
And I cried. And
so upset.
And this was like night one. And I had to call these people and be like, hi, just got here. 5 hours later, your cat died. It was awful. But they didn't blame it on me.
I certainly hope not.
No, they didn't.
What does that have to do with this story?
It doesn't have anything to do with it. Just that I did have a drink after and it was their alcohol.
Oh.
But that's it.
Look, you let someone into your home to do you a favor. There's a good chance they're going to drink your booze.
It's one thing if they're allowed. If you invite someone over to do a favor for you while you're out of town, they're going to drink your drinks. They're going to look in your fridge. God willing, they don't go through your drawer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they might look at your clothes. Who knows? You don't know.
They'll
look in your medicine cabinet.
But they're going to drink your booze.
Absolutely. I don't know how. How long was she there that she used all your soap?
But this is the point is that, she ended up staying there.
Yeah, but for how long? Who uses an entire thing of soap?
And half a thing of face cream. It's really the roommate's job to say something to her. If the roommate
Someone who was compulsively taking showers and moisturizing.
She was there for a week. She never left.
Yeah.
But she also, when she came, she never brought anything with her. That's really what happened.
True.
The arrangement wasn't she's going to house sit and she brought a bag. So that's why she used the toothbrush.
The arrangement was,
and she was
Melanie Griffith and I'm going to Sigourney Weaver's apartment and I'm living.
And she was drunk enough to think no one would notice that she used the toothbrush. That she just left it. She didn't think to, we'll see what happens.
So great.
But I mean, she's a real pistol, Sally.
Yeah.
But if the roommate is close, the roommate needs to talk to her. Or you need to pay somebody else to watch your plants.
Yeah, I think.
Or you can, buy a child's toothbrush that says Sally on it.
Yeah, you can't expect to bring someone into your home and for them to be taking care of something and for not to snoop around and also to not drink anything. All right, Rana, we have a phone call.
Terrific.
All right.
Oh, isn't that
fun?
Hi, is this, do you want us to use your name? If not, we'll call you Alice.
Unless that's your name.
Is your name
Kate out? Is fine.
Okay.
Kate is fine.
Hi, Kate. You're on with Brian and the unstoppable icon who is Rana Glickman.
Hello, Kate.
Yes.
Dear. How are
Hello.
You? How are you holding
I'm
up?
I'm well. I'm good. I'm well. How are you?
Good. Are you at home right now? What are you doing to keep busy?
Well, I'm working from home. I'm actually a high school teacher, so we are distance learning right now.
Is that what they're calling it? Distance learning?
That's what they're calling it.
Not remote learning, but distance learning.
Yeah.
And are you on video doing this, or is it like you're doing it over.
Yeah. Do you Zoom?
Yeah. What do you do? What's the device you use?
So, I post, the materials on Google Classroom, and then, I hold office hours on like Hangout or Zoom. And so the kids can log in and ask me questions, or they can call me. I mean, this is day one, so we're in uncharted territory.
But they're not
here.
Required to come to your class at a certain time?
No. It's
so
just
you
they
have to sit
get the
by
work
your
done.
Computer all day?
No.
Or you just say, I'm hanging out from 1 to 2 or whatever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And do you get to dress like a clown or something since they're not seeing you?
Well, there's video. So
there is video, so you can't dress like
I
a clown.
I would actually have loved a certain wig for this, but... Yeah. I was told by our administration that we had to dress professionally. So,
well, from the waist down, like you could wear like a palazzo.
Like they're in any position to tell you what
no
to do.
Kidding.
I do at this point.
I do love a palazzo.
Yeah, so you could wear a palazzo or like.
Oh no,
a...
this isn't another pantyhose question, is it?
No, it isn't. All right, Kate, let's get to your question.
What's going on?
So, my partner and I have been together for 6 years, and we decided last year that we wanted to get married, and we are not real big party people or traditional wedding people. So we decided to plan a destination wedding for just 6 people, our parents, and then 2 of our best friends who are going to officiate. And,
that's nice. Where were you going?
Yeah, we're supposed to go to Helsinki, Finland.
Oh, wow. Is anybody Finnish?
Nobody's Finnish. My partner's job, his company is in Finland, and we just really love it there. It's,
yeah.
I mean,
and
going in the
do
summer.
It, yeah, you're going to do it the 2 weeks of the year that it's nice?
Yeah. And it's, yeah, exactly.
Kate, do you want to hear a joke?
Oh, yes. Boy.
So
I apologize in advance.
If anyone's ever talking to someone that you think is Finnish, you can say, are you Finnish? And if they say, oh, no, then you say, no, I didn't say, are you Finnish? I said, are you finished? Rana, do you think that's funny?
I think it's aggressive.
Okay. So anyway, Kate, Helsinki.
Sounds like your kind of joke. In the mind bank.
Please do, now more than ever. Okay, so Helsinki, that's cool.
And so, sorry, the 6 people is the 2 sets of the 2 sets of parents, the mm-hmm. 2 friends, and you two?
Yes. So there's 8 total. So in addition to us, there are 6 of us.
So
maybe there's 6 people.
Right. So let's get the math right. Okay. Well, you don't teach
8 math. Total.
You don't teach math.
I teach
you,
history.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Well, what's your specialty? What do you like teaching the most? I'm very curious.
Is it U.S.?
No, I teach world.
Wow.
So right now we're doing imperialism.
Oh, you want to talk about the Habsburgs with us?
I would love to.
We got another request.
Talk about the chins of the Habsburgs.
You mean the lack of chin? Yeah.
Or sometimes extra.
Yeah.
Extra chin.
Really
a real underbite.
I'll take my Habsburg extra chin, please.
Yeah. Well, you know, somebody DM'd us yesterday to say that Karl von Habsburg, who's one of the last, you know, surviving ones.
He's got the
tested positive for corona. And
no
they wanted way. To they wanted to know when we were going to do our all Habsburgs episode. So
by the way,
maybe we'll involve you in that.
Honestly, that's a light sentence for a Habsburg.
Yeah.
They usually get that's hemophilia true. Or is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're doing imperialism right now, but is that your favorite thing? I'm just curious.
I would say my favorite is to teach is probably World War I because the students don't really know a lot about it.
And it changed the world.
It has such an impact on everything in our world now.
Yeah.
And it's really fun to kind of help them understand the
and
ties.
So many incredible
history.
Inventions that came out of World War I as well.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that Duke's, wife's hat.
Yeah. Terrific.
Pretty great.
You can still go see the car they were assassinated in Vienna.
Right. No, I think I saw it. Yeah.
Okay. So that's not your question. So you're supposed to go to Helsinki.
Yes.
Keep going. Now you can't go.
So we're supposed to go to Helsinki and then we rented a cabin on a lake where the ceremony was going to be. So we're going to do a few days in the city and then a few days in the cabin, and then, you know, everybody's kind of splitting up after that. We're going on our honeymoon. The other groups are other parents, and everybody's kind of doing their own thing. They're traveling on or going home. And so our parents are in their 70s, and my parents are both, you know, high risk. They, you know, are immune compromised for various reasons. And obviously we don't want to put anyone at risk.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what the best way to proceed is. I think
when is this supposed to be happening?
Yeah.
Again?
It's supposed to be end of June.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
I know.
Mm. And are you desperate to be married to one another right now? Or are you just desperate to take this trip? Or what's the... Well, I mean, obviously, there's a tremendous amount of disappointment surrounding the possibility of this. But I'm just curious. Because my immediate thought is, if you want to be married, you want to get on with your life, get married. And then do all of this next year. That's my immediate thought. You know, but
yeah. I mean,
because it does sound absolutely wonderful, but
yeah, I mean, I've thought about that, like maybe just doing a civil ceremony at a courthouse here and then
what a bummer,
postponing everything for a year and like seeing, you know, calling all of the people. I mean, we have, you know, like dinner reservations for the, you know, rehearsal dinner.
I also don't know if you'd feel that comfortable doing a civil ceremony in a courthouse right now with, and taking your parents there, to be frank. I mean, listen, we're 3 months away from this. So who knows?
But when do you have to cancel when do things never, I mean, the airplane tickets, okay, we can figure that out. But when does the cabin have to be canceled by, or when does the, you know, what are the, what's the drop dead date?
What's refundable and what isn't here?
Right. Well, I haven't done all of the research yet. I know we've put a deposit on the cabin that's, I mean, you know, according to their policy, it's non-refundable, but given the circumstances, I'm not sure how strictly they would hold to that.
I would imagine not very strictly, because it seems
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, but, well, and also if I said, you know, we want to do this the exact same dates in 2021, we could just apply the deposit to that. But everything kind of cuts off in early June.
Yeah. Were you thinking about starting a family soon? Is that what part of this is?
No, kids aren't on the table for us.
I wondered about that, because if you were thinking you were going to get pregnant shortly thereafter, then this event would not happen.
Right.
Not in a year anyway. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you were in a hurry to get a family started, but
no.
I think here's the thing. All of this is day to day at the moment.
Yeah.
You couldn't possibly take your parents through an airport anyway. If they're immunocompromised, that they're not coming.
I know.
So if it's important to you for them to be there, that most likely isn't going to happen. I mean, I think like everything with this, take it one step at a time. The first thing you should do is collect all the data that you need about what needs to be canceled when and what it's going to cost and da, da, da.
You know what? If they don't give you a refund, there might be a thing where we won't give you a refund. We won't give you a change fee and you can book another days.
Yes, but there could be something like that. The larger issue here is not the refund. It's
the parents.
It's dealing with her disappointment. She had this incredible
really
thing planned.
It just does.
In this beautiful location. And it sounds, I don't know where you're going on your honeymoon, Italy probably. Well,
to Italy.
Yeah. So they had all, I mean, this is really sounds like quite a wonderful plan
you had put together.
I'd
love to go.
I mean, you know, it's just, there are so many bigger problems right now. And so many people who have such greater threats.
No, of course, but you're not comparing this to that.
No, this is a really important time in your life, and you're absolutely allowed to mourn this if it doesn't happen. I mean, but here's the thing. Find out the drop dead dates. Do all that info.
Right.
I mean, we're still 2-3 months away from this.
Come up with a new phrase, Rana.
Sorry. Sorry. The absolute last day or whatever. Chances are eventually when you discuss this with your family, your parents are going to tell you they don't feel comfortable flying anyway. But
yes,
I mean, I don't see airports getting better in that space of time. That's more the issue. I think individual countries will probably get this under control, but I don't know who passes through where. I mean, truly, we just don't know enough yet. But I do think don't completely disappoint yourself on this. But the other thing you could start doing, I don't know where geographically you are. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
Are you on the east, the south?
East Coast.
So maybe the next thing to do is to start looking at a similar scenario, meaning that either upstate New York or somewhere on a lake,
Hudson River Valley or
something that's just absolutely stunning. That'll be that you, if you didn't know any better, you'd be in Finland and maybe do it a little bit later in the summer, you know, maybe do it in July or August instead of June, if that, you know, just to give yourself that runway in case the situation changes. I mean, if you're really wanting to be married right now and
That well, I'm wondering when I should make that decision because
Well, you make that decision.
It's taken me a year to book everything.
Yeah, but there's
already,
there's only eight people involved in this. So, and the only real issue here is can people get their money back from the hotel or from the airline? So you just have to do the research on when everything else needs to be canceled.
Is there a world?
For all you know, these businesses might be closed. I mean, they might say we're not opening until, you know.
I wonder, is there a world in which you, and this is probably, I don't know. Is there a world in which the two of you could do this in late June and sort of make a game day call like a week before? Or is that like, that would just sort of defeats the whole purpose?
Yeah, I feel like,
you want to share
our parents would, they really want to be included.
Yeah.
These people are the only people you want when you get married.
That is really, by the way, I think it's a beautiful
decision. The other thing is you could shift the time frame to September because June and September, that weather's basically the same, you know, like it's just going to be just as gorgeous. And
I've heard, the thing that makes me nervous about the spread of the virus stuff is that, you know, looking at the Spanish influenza, it was much worse in the fall. And I don't know if this will follow the same pattern,
yes,
but it's
kind
of like
back. Yeah.
Should I just give it a year fully and, or, you know, just book something local and just, you know, do something kind of isolated and locally.
If you do decide to do something locally, I think what you have to do is see this as an exciting new idea and chance. It's not never going to be what the other thing was.
And also just doing something so loving and beautiful in a time of kind of crisis, there is something I don't know.
Loving
it's very sweet
Loving
about
the
that.
Time of cholera.
Cholera, exactly.
Terrific book. Terrific. People should be, I've been thinking about it every day. People should be reading that book again.
Yeah.
That book is so sad.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, it is. You know what? The theme
maybe
of your wedding.
Maybe don't read it.
Give everyone a copy.
If you
they have to read it
cry,
before they come.
If you're looking for a good cry, read Love of the Time of Cholera.
Yeah. Everybody read this before they show up.
I think you have to do what everyone else is doing and you need to pivot. And that's what life is about. I hate to tell you, Kate. Yeah, it's about pivoting.
Yeah. And it sucks.
And maybe this is the trip you take on your 1 year anniversary and maybe everybody comes. And it's still a gorgeous trip. And you still go to Italy and God, are they going to be happy to have your business? I mean,
you know, there is something nice about that, about sort of like we got married in whatever, our hometown or very close to home. It was just the eight of us. And then for our first anniversary, we decided to go on this trip that was originally for the wedding. I think that's really,
because it's really a wonderful trip.
And you've been through a year of hell at that point. You know what I mean? I don't know. It could be
nice.
By the
way, does he have an opinion on any of this?
Great question.
He's pretty flexible.
He hasn't planned 1 inch of this.
He's more interested in staying.
His only
been
to
enjoying
home.
Himself.
His only plan was to go to work for three right up until the day before they got married in Finland, and then come meet her at the cabin. Is that correct?
Yeah. No, he likes Finland too.
So that's his contribution.
I think that we're both really more concerned about everyone else and just want to make sure everyone's okay. But
but there's nothing wrong with being a disappointed bride for a minute or two. I mean, of course.
Yeah.
So this is a big, big moment in your life. But if you do it locally, please do me a favor. Get a fabulous, I mean, there's nothing better than a fabulous either white suit or a short white dress or a, you know, figure out.
Oh, I have a dress. I have everything.
Yeah. Well, that dress, I mean, does it still work? I don't know. Well, you'll
it depends. Yeah, it depends. Yeah. It's very simple. I mean, it's very low key.
Okay. Well, then it sounds like it would.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, it's, maybe. I mean, honestly, sweetheart, my heart breaks for you. I get it, but you're right. They were much bigger fish to fry right now. And
absolutely.
You just have to find a way to do this. I mean, look, all these restaurants are closed and everything, you know, you really have to, I would not panic about this. I would find out what the ultimate last dates are to cancel things. And then I would make a decision based on that. But it seems to me that it's unlikely that your parents will be able to travel. That is really the key problem here.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
you
two should set a date for yourselves. Find out what the cancellation is with the cabin and this and that, or what you're going to lose. Or if you booked it on Amex, you might be able to get the money back through Amex. That's something to look into.
Do you know how to fly a plane? Because if you can't,
the only way. No.
You should maybe see Airport 77, because Karen Black, in a pinch, she's only a flight attendant, has to run to the front of the plane and fly it when the
is that Julie Haggerty?
No, that's airplane.
Oh,
no,
airplane.
Well, airport. I meant Airport 77. Okay, yeah, the one. Yeah. Okay. Watch all the airport movies and see if you can get some good ideas on how to fly a plane, because what you could take over the plane and just, you know, make it your own.
Yeah.
So that's true. Just waltz onto the tarmac and be like, I'm ready to go.
In your dress. If in your dress.
I'm getting married.
Yeah. Exactly.
No one stops a bride on her wedding day.
And then, by the way, yes, you will have only invited 8 people, but the entire world will be talking about
it's
you.
True. It's
so true. I'm going to fly in my veil. I'm going to fly the plane in my veil.
Set a date that you two are going to make a decision. Gather all your information.
And get a bigger dress in case you have to parachute out the plane.
Yeah.
Get a white parachute.
Yes. And set a date. Maybe that date is May 1st or whatever, but set a date that you're going to make a decision.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Best
and,
of luck, Kate.
I want everyone to be okay, and this is such small potatoes.
I know,
potatoes,
it's very... Oh, but it's not small potatoes. You know what, it's disappointing. You've been planning it for a year.
Exactly, because your family... Their hearts are probably breaking for it, too.
I'm disappointed I can't go to the dry cleaners. I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Think about that. Yeah. I don't look quite as put together as I normally do.
Oh, I'm sure
we all
have our little disappointments. This is a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kate, will you let us know what happens?
Please do.
I will. Absolutely.
And we'll let you know when we're doing a Habsburg episode in case you want to talk to us.
Definitely.
Yes, please.
I have a new book. Have you heard this book about this book called Danubia? I haven't read it yet, but I just bought it at the airport.
I did. I read it last summer.
Oh, is it good?
It is really good. It takes a lot of kind of back knowledge, but it's sort of fun to investigate as you go.
Because I bought it in the airport in Prague.
Yeah. Enjoy. Yeah. Yeah. Just
when you were in Vienna, excuse me, what were you doing there?
Yeah. We went last spring with, my fiance's family who had escaped from there in the 1930s. So we went to kind of track down their
the hair with the amber eyes.
Did you read The Hair with the Amber Eyes?
Yeah, of course she did.
I haven't.
Oh, you have to. It's so good.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, immediately.
H-A-R-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's like about, rabbit. More or less. And you found their home?
Yes, we did. We found the apartment. We found his family's graves in a graveyard.
Wow.
In ancient, like the old graveyard in Vienna. It was beautiful.
And you're marrying a Jewish guy.
I have to be honest with you. You and
you
your
Jewish,
husband
Kate?
And his parents and your parents... What more do you need? I mean, that just sounds, God,
know,
what a gorgeous family. No, yeah, I know.
These are people that love to travel.
And
Brian.
All I'm saying is, what I meant to say was, traveling, what I meant to say was, it now all clicks in why you're only having 8 people. Because, like, they all sound amazing.
And they're all
They're amazing.
They're all
and
willing
I
to
mean,
operate
I,
on
we
a certain level.
We love our friends and stuff, too. Yeah. We're just not party people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
no,
hear you.
Why not have a fabulous trip and a beautiful moment?
Yep.
That's sort of what we thought.
You're
going to
have it. It just may not be this June.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I can make my peace with that.
Right, don't make a decision yet.
Now's the time for culottes and palazzo pants if you haven't gotten into them.
Okay.
Yet.
With my veil on a plane.
Correct. Bye, Kate.
Bye, Kate.
Stay safe.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I hated to give her that advice, but what else can you do?
I mean, what can you do?
Yeah.
Love in the time of Corona.
Correct.
Yeah.
Rana, we have a giveaway this week, and I don't know. I hope we're on the same page here, because
Well, you wanted to give away toilet paper.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. But Rana thought that we should do a cow shed body scrub, and honestly, that sounds kind of nice.
I happen to have, as part of my emergency supply, I have several for just this sort of an occasion.
Right.
And we're very scent-oriented people.
As part
here.
Of your emergency supply, you
well,
have
I like
salts?
To, well,
sea salt scrub?
Well, I don't want to ever run out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't expecting a pandemic.
So white asparagus and...
cow shit sea salt body scrub.
Great.
So we're going to give away one of those this week. Okay.
Definitely.
So let's go back over who we've got here.
All right.
I think we probably know who we're giving this to, but let's go back over.
We've got the bride-to-be.
Yeah.
Just a little bit later than
that
it was supposed to be. We've got Mackenzie, who wants tips on cooking.
Yeah.
We've got the home decorator, Tali.
Yeah.
We've got Darcy, who let Sally in to deal with the plants.
And we've got C's Lollipop.
I mean, and we've got C's Lollipop. I will say this.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to be Darcy. It shouldn't be Darcy.
No.
But I will
I don't want Sally using it.
I was going to say, that's a twofer. Sally would get right in there every day.
Dassey wouldn't even get one scoop.
Not one scoop.
Go straight to Dassey.
All Darcy.
I mean, to Sally.
No, I mean, we should give it to our friend Kate, who wanted to get married, right?
Don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
I
she needs a little pick-me-up.
I agree.
Okay.
All right. So ask Rana on the Instagram.
Yep. Join us on Patreon, of course.
We're having a blast. Now, at patreon.com/askRana.
And we also have so many exciting things going on.
We've got
there.
A book club. We've got a film festival. Yep. We're answering questions there. We've got comments. We're doing it all.
Yeah. Patreon.com/askRana.
Right. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. 5 stars only.
5 stars only, please.
Until then, I mean, just, you know, be careful. Be
safe.
Stay
safe. Wash your hands. Social distance.
Yes.
But don't distance yourselves from our podcast.
Don't do it. We're right. We want to be as close.
We're not distancing ourselves from you.
We're not.
We're right in your ears.
Correct.
Thinking of you, staying safe, and making chicken soup for our neighbors.
Yes.
Okay.
Hug, hug.
Kiss. Oh. No kissing.
Bump, no hugging either.
And no bumping. And no
look,
hugging.
Look. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Hello, everyone. Rana here, letting you know we've started a YouTube. So many people were saying, how can I watch the Instagram live? Where can I see it? So we posted it. YouTube.com/AskRana. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of Foreplay.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to Foreplay Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.